Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hey, health junkies. I've got an exciting podcast for you today. I am going to be interviewing Beth Shirley. She is a pharmacist of 42 years. She's a clinical nutritionist of 22 and has been studying nitric oxide for 10 years. And so I'm going to be geeking out with her and talking all about how nitric oxide increases our circulation and helps us to get over chronic illnesses, also helping with sexual dysfunction, cognition, enhancing physical performance, and more. So let's get on with the podcast. Hello, health junkies. I have Beth Shirley on the line today. She is a pharmacist and certified clinical nutrition with 10 years of studying nitric oxide. So we're going to jump right in and clear the air, if you will, about nitric oxide, because it seems that every single time I talk to people about it, they're thinking that we are all huffing this stuff in the office. So Beth, say hello to the Health Fix gang here.
Hello, listeners. Thanks for having me, Janine.
No problem. So what is nitric oxide exactly, and why are we not all going to be getting high off of this stuff?
Well, nitric oxide is a gas, one of the three major gases, along with oxygen and CO2, carbon dioxide. It's a molecule of nitrogen and oxygen, and it has been called the miracle molecule. In fact, in 1998, a Nobel Prize was awarded to the discovery that nitric oxide is involved with the cardiovascular system. So it relaxes blood vessels and microcirculation and get things circulating around in the body.
Which is huge, because I seem to find that a lot of folks struggle with circulation. And most folks are going to say, well, you know, how do I know if I struggle with circulation? Well, pretty much if you have any chronic health condition that you can't clear, it seems that there's something going on.
So exactly.
You've been doing this for quite a while. You've been doing this 10 years. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved in studying nitric oxide.
Well, it kind of all started with I became a pharmacist over 40 years ago. And after I was a pharmacist for about 20 years, I noticed that I wasn't getting people better. Mm-hmm. That people were coming in and they were just sicker and sicker. They had more drugs and more drugs. So over 20 years ago, I became a certified clinical nutritionist, and I became the pharmacist to go to if you didn't want to go on the medications or if you wanted to get off of the medications or if you were going to take the medications, what we could do to support you in the healthiest way, because every single drug will deplete something from your body. So by putting these nutrients back in, for example, with birth control pills, they go hand in hand with antidepressants because birth control pills deplete vitamin B6. Mm-hmm. And B6 is essential to make all your neurotransmitters. So it started like that. And then about 10 years ago, I was introduced to Dr. Nathan Bryan, who is the premier nitric oxide researcher in the United States. And he was developing a product to help increase the nitric oxide in our bodies that doesn't go through what's called the NOS enzyme pathway, the nitric oxide synthase pathway, that goes through an alternate pathway, the nitrate to nitrite to NO pathway.
Hmm. Oh, it's skipping. I find this interesting. We're skipping the NOS pathway, which is also the pathway that has a lot of possibility for genetic mutation, correct?
Right.
Okay.
And this is the pathway that's affected by drugs, by pollution, by poor diets, by genetic SNPs, like genetic defects. So all of these things can influence our production of nitric oxide.
Wow. So by skipping that pathway, we're kind of like hacking, or if you will, or going around and working around so that we can optimize body function.
Right. It's a non-human genetic pathway to reduce the nitrate to nitrite. Hmm. When we eat the nitrates in our vegetables, arugula, spinach, celery, beets, these are all high nitrate vegetables. When we eat those, we absorb the nitrates, and about 25% get concentrated in the salivary glands. Salivary glands releases the nitrate, and we've got good anaerobic bacteria on the crypts of our tongue that will reduce that nitrate to nitrite.
Okay.
We swallow the nitrite, and the acidic environment of the stomach will help turn that into nitric oxide. Plus, the nitrite is absorbed and goes to different areas of the body, and we've got different reductases in different parts of the body to help increase the production of nitric oxide.
Hmm. Interesting. And so one of my big questions is, okay, so if we have this whole process happening in our mouth, essentially, does everyone have the oral bacteria needed to do this conversion? Or perhaps would you say if someone's really in poor health, they might need to supplement or help with improving their oral mucosa and their oral bugs?
The oral bacteria, the oral microbiome, is connected to our intestinal microbiome. So if you've got dysbiosis in your gut, you more than likely have dysbiosis in your mouth. And also people that use mouthwash, these decrease our good anaerobic bacteria. Or using toothpaste with fluoride, which is antimicrobial, this will decrease the good anaerobic bacteria.
So essentially,
supplementing with nitrates will actually increase the prevalence of the good bacteria in the mouth.
Ah, so you, of course, emailed me before the podcast and gave me that message on the gut health related to the nitrates and things of that nature. So essentially, by supplementing with precursors that are going to create nitric oxide, so nitrates, this will help your mouth and your gut microbiome, is what you're saying.
Yes, it will.
So it's like a two-for-one. You get the bugs growing, and then you've got the body already helping with circulation.
Right.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about how you were seeing, you know, you got into this field because you were noticing folks were getting sicker and sicker, taking more and more medications as they got older. Now, you also mentioned to me that nitric oxide depletes as we get older. Now, how does it deplete? Is it a combination of taking the medications, toxins in the environment, maybe using mouthwash? What's happening?
And taking the drugs. By the time we're 40 years old, our production of nitric oxide through the NOS enzyme system depletes 50%.
Wow.
So we've got to support that through an alternate pathway and support that NOS pathway. Wow. And the nitrates will actually help support that NOS pathway in addition to outright producing the NO themselves. But everything that we do in this life will decrete our nitric oxide. That's why as we get older, the cardiovascular disease increases. The kidney dysfunction increases. The diabetes. Diabetics are notoriously low on nitric oxide. And it's just a vicious cycle with diabetics. Because look at diabetics. They have high incidence of neuropathy, high incidence of amputation.
Mm-hmm.
This is all a low nitric oxide condition.
Wow. Wow. So if someone's listening to this podcast right now who is diabetic or pre-diabetic, we need to work on helping you to get some nitrates in to get this fixed up for you.
To get the circulation going.
Yeah.
And in fact, nitric oxide will, it supports the GLUT4 receptor, and the GLUT4 receptor tells the insulin to bring the glucose into the cell.
Hmm. So this could also work with the insulin insensitivity component.
Yes, it will.
Okay. Very nice. Huh. And so with working with this, I'm wondering if over time some folks might notice decreased blood sugars if they've been stuck at a plateau, say taking, you know, metformin, not even going to the insulin route, but say someone's taking metformin, not getting results, might working on a supplement that's going to promote nitric oxide in the body get their blood sugars to an optimal stage?
I've had a few clients that their blood sugars were like between like 175 and 200.
Mm-hmm.
These people didn't want to go on metformin, and that's about as good as we could do without drugs, even with all the supplements. But we started the Berkeley Life product, and we got like one person's fasting blood glucose down to 126, which isn't optimal, but it sure is a whole lot better than 175.
Oh, absolutely. I have so many people that we struggle just in general. They could be eating perfectly, you know, exercising, everything, and you can't pull that sugar down to save your life. So
right.
I would take a 126 on someone that had 175,
yeah.
200.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That's huge. Now, you also shared some stories about blood pressure as well related to the Berkeley Life supplement, which I think we should, before we go into talking about the blood pressure, let's talk a little bit about the Berkeley Life product and how it differs from other products on the market, how it helps to restore the nitric oxide levels in the body. Tell us about that.
The Berkeley Life Professional product has potassium nitrate in it as the nitrate to nitrite to NO pathway. On the box, you will see it has a little bit of beetroot extract and fermented beet, and this is a minimal amount. So if people are worried about oxalates,
mm-hmm.
from beets, that I don't see this being a problem at all unless you've got an outright IgG allergy.
Okay.
It has some vitamin C as ascorbic acid, and this will help acidify the stomach to help reduce that nitrite to NO. It's got a little bit of thiamine in it, which will help with the blood sugar. It's got some methylcobalamin in, which will help the MTHFR cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Which helps to support the production of BH4.
Ooh, very nice.
And the reduction of the BH2 back to BH4.
Okay.
This is really, really important because BH4 is one of the most important factors in what's called NOS uncoupling. The NOS, the nitric oxide synthase enzyme uncoupling. when the NOS gets uncoupled, it makes that enzyme go from an NO producing enzyme to a superoxide producing enzyme. Okay. So the nitrates will actually support the production of BH4. So this is a way the nitrates will help recouple that NOS.
And get that pathway going.
Right. Because the BH4 is essential to make your dopamine, your serotonin, your norepinephrine, your epinephrine. Mm-hmm. So by increasing the production of BH4, you're also increasing the production of these neurotransmitters.
Which could be very huge for a lot of people, because I find that so many people can't tolerate the antidepressants. And, you know, even some of the herbal routes that we've tried for helping to improve mood, this is kind of another method that I really like. You're manipulating the actual pathway in which they'd be endogenously produced.
Really healthily reconnecting all of these.
Ooh, I like it, reconnecting. I'm holding on to that one. I'm making notes, reconnecting. Thank you. Thank you for that one. We're going to put that there in terms of reconnecting health pathways. So I think a lot of people have seen out there online about how beets can help them with these certain pathways, but beets work a little differently compared to the Berkeley Life product. How is the Berkeley Life product different than, say, just like beetroot powder? Because I know a lot of patients are like, well, there's a little bit of, you know, beetroot in this product, but why couldn't I just, you know, instead of this, why couldn't I just go and put beetroot powder in my smoothie? Or why couldn't I just eat a copious amount of spinach or beets? Tell us why that's not as ideal as what the Berkeley Life product
has. Not all veggies are created equal. It all depends on how they were grown, what kind of soil, whether, you know, how they were manufactured in the, like if it's a powder, how they were manufactured. It takes about 300 to 400 milligrams of nitrates to improve exercise performance and endurance in cardiovascular disease. In the Berkeley Life Professional product, we've got almost 500 milligrams of potassium nitrate. So we've got a standardized dosage of nitrates that through studies have been proven to affect all of these different processes in our body. So there's no guesswork. You know what you're getting. Yeah. However, when you take the product, the nitrates have a half-life of 5 to 8 hours. And when you take the product, say you take 2 capsules in the morning, mm-hmm. if you eat some spinach or you eat some beets later on in the day, you will extend that half-life.
Ooh, I always like that. That's a great talking point there. I don't think there's any other supplements out there that I can say I can help patients extend the life of the product by just eating some vegetables. That's awesome.
That's huge.
You know, speaking of that, I think now's probably a really good time to talk about how the Berkeley Life product can help with more or less supercharging the ability of all of your other supplements to work better. Let's talk about that a little bit.
The nitrates through the production of nitric oxide increases the circulation, widens all of these blood vessels, including the microcirculation. So this allows all your oxygen, your nutrients, your glucose to be circulated around and get to the cells that it needs to get to. It also helps your body remove the debris from the area. So it will help every single supplement you take work better. Also, the body has to have adequate nitric oxide in order for the red blood cell to release oxygen. So this is huge, because you could be in a hyperbaric chamber and be super saturated with oxygen. But if you don't have enough nitric oxide, your body's not releasing that oxygen to the tissues.
So everybody that's going to go take a little snooze in the hyperbaric oxygen chambers or going to do HBOT therapy needs to have this product on board at least, what would you say, at least 2 weeks to a month before they start going into the therapy, just to get things, like get the maximal results out of it?
No, it doesn't need to be that long. Okay. Just get it in. I mean, even if you take it like an hour before your therapy, this will improve your results. It takes about an hour to, after you swallow the capsules, for the nitrate to circulate around and get into the salivary glands and be released and do all of its things. So even just get it in, even an hour before your treatment. Cool. I mean, it will work better if you start maybe a week or two prior, but just if you don't, just get it in prior.
Would the same go for a workout in terms of using this product to help enhance your cardiovascular ability during a workout?
Yes, about an hour before. Okay. You will see that you can get more done with less oxygen needed. Your endurance will be better. Your recovery will be faster.
Nice.
Your strength will be better because you're getting more oxygen to the tissue. You're getting more nutrients to the tissue.
I'd venture to say that probably most of our chronic conditions stay chronic because of lack of oxygenation. For the fact of, one, like you were even saying, removing debris from areas, just getting the nutrients we need to help heal tissue. Now, prior to recording, we had talked a little bit about chronic illness such as chronic mono, Epstein-Barr virus, or cytomegalovirus, things of that nature, maybe even venturing to say chronic Lyme. Would you say that same effect goes for your nervous system tissue, that the Berkeley Life product would help with that too?
Exactly. The nitric oxide is called a non-adrenergic, non-cholinergic neurotransmitter. So it talks to tissue. It talks to cells and relays messages in the nervous system. But see, a lot of times these nerves, they start degrading and start sending weird messages because they're not getting the nutrients that they need. Hmm. And the debris is not being taken away.
Makes sense. I feel like most of us, even as we get older, you know, with our efficiency of our bodies, just general day-to-day work, it's not as efficient. Then we get debris building up, and then add on top of that a chronic condition, or, you know, and here we have, you know, the backslide of our health.
And they're just, things just, we're just bombarded with so much that the body just can't take care of it all. There's just so many toxins in this world today.
Yeah, so technically nitric oxide can also be, if you think of it, a way to detox, or maybe something to add, you know, in while you're detoxing, you know, get that on board to even help long term.
Yeah, I've got a clinic that has, they have IV therapies and saunas and foot baths and just about anything that you could imagine for detoxification. And they put all their patients on this product to enhance the detoxification. Like when you're getting an IV therapy, You want what you're giving them to go where it needs to go. And if you don't have good circulation, it's not going to get there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I mean, these are high priced. IVs are not cheap. Same thing with stem cell therapy too. Can you talk a little bit about how nitric oxide helps in stem cell treatments, such as the injections and other things?
Nitric oxide is essential for stem cell therapy, and even just our endogenous stem cells, for them to repair tissue. The nitric oxide influences stem cells for the mobilization and the differentiation to the different tissues that they go to. Like if somebody gets stem cell therapy and sometimes they don't work, I believe this is due to a lack of adequate nitric oxide in your system.
I agree.
So there's a lot of stem cell doctors that put people on a nitric oxide donor product before their therapy.
I think that's genius. I'm also thinking that the nitric oxide could help with the peptide therapy that I've been working with folks, such as the BPC-157 and helping tendon or ligament tears. Even.
You've got to have adequate circulation to get things where you want them to go.
Absolutely.
I've done quite a few of the peptides myself, and I believe the Berkeley Life professional helped all of those work better.
I love it. I love it. I definitely am enjoying using the Berkeley Life product myself. And so for everyone out there, I received a sample of the Berkeley Life product, which is the nitric oxide. And technically, it's not the nitric oxide. It's technically the nitrates, like we had discussed, the potassium nitrate. And I noticed that I was really depleted. So here's another cool thing that you all need to know about this, is that you get to test, which I think is super fun because I'm a geek, and you get to test before and a certain time frame, at least 2 hours after taking the product, to see where you're at. And I found that I was depleted, quite depleted. And I even put my 83-year-old father on it to try to see what, you know, where he was at. And both of us started to notice that we were getting in the target and optimal ranges within about 2 weeks. Now, Beth, is this common, about 2 weeks? Is that what it takes to kind of go from being depleted to restoring your levels?
It all depends. Some people can see a difference of taking two capsules within an hour. And some people, it takes 1 to 2 weeks before they start testing consistently at the target range. But it all depends on what your body needs. Maybe you were very depleted, and maybe your dad was very depleted. I had somebody who's got some chronic cardiovascular issues, and he was on it for 2 weeks, and we didn't see the strip change at all. But the blood pressure started to come down. So it's working in your body, but just keep at it because you will see a change. And like I said, if you don't notice a change, just make sure that you're not using mouthwash, check your toothpaste, you know, check the things that we know influence the oral microbiome.
Good advice, because I think a lot of people are somewhat brainwashed by their dentist that they need mouthwash, that they need these certain things. And the more I learn about mouthwash and how it messes with their oral microbiome, I don't want any part of it.
No. No, there was a study using a prescription mouthwash, and within like 90 minutes of the first dose, people's blood pressure started to go up. Oh. After 7 days of using this mouthwash, it's chlorhexidine, 90% of their NO was depleted from their body.
Holy cow. Wow. These are great talking points for my dentist because my dentist does like to tell me I need. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. Now, this one is a key. This is good. You give me good data here to be like, yeah, this is why I'm not doing a mouthwash. And I think a lot of people, I mean, a ton of people do mouthwash because of really gut dysbiosis and they're trying to take care of their breath, which is not the solution anyway.
Right. And we're bombarded with all those ads all the time, you know?
Terrible.
You know, showing us how good our life can be if we use the mouthwash.
Yep. No, it's true. It's true. I think another, this is a great segue for me, the how good it can be if you take Viagra or Cialis. Those commercials are real good. But I'd like to hear now about how Berkeley Life has done some research with sexual health and blood pressure and cognition in addition to physical performance and oxidative stress. You've got a lot of research going on with this particular product. So let's talk about sexual health, though, because I think that's one that most of my patients, when I was kind of telling them, hey, I'm taking this, you know, product that's going to help me with my production of nitric oxide, a lot of them were like, what about for sexual dysfunction? I want to hear about erectile dysfunction. How does it help?
Well, nitric oxide is essential for both female and male sexual performance. We need to relax in blood vessels. We need relaxing of the smooth muscles down there to increase the engorgement in male and female. Mm-hmm. And this nitrate going through the nitrate NO pathway increases the sexual response. The Viagra, the Cialis, the phosphodiesterase inhibitors, these will not work in somebody who does not have adequate nitric oxide. Hmm.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, someone would probably at this point come in and say, "Well, why couldn't I just supplement with arginine and you know try to get results that way?" Tell us why.
Well, the main reason is the cell does not take up arginine to make nitric oxide. The cell takes up its own citrulline within the cell, makes its own arginine to funnel through the NOS pathway. Hmm. And when somebody's under tremendous oxidative stress, which is anybody with a chronic illness, taking arginine will actually increase that oxidative stress and increase possibly endothelial dysfunction.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not what we want. Absolutely.
And the test strips you were talking about, when, you know, back in 2010, when we were working on this other product, there was a bunch of new products on the market using arginine. And I was testing all of these people that were using the arginine product, and their strip was white. They weren't getting any use out of it.
Oh my!
And
God.
Yeah,
wow.
But you can use these strips. Like they're a really good tool to show you how these things are working. Like if you think you're taking a nitric oxide product, well, let's test. Let's see if it is working for you.
So tell us a little bit more about these test strips, because I think this is absolutely awesome, because I'm a data person and I love that you can find out if it's working or not and where you're at along the way. How did you guys create the test strips? What's on the test strips? And tell folks how we use them too.
Well, the test strips have a reagent on them. It's called a Gris reagent that tests the nitrite in your saliva. And the nitrite is the immediate precursor to the nitric oxide.
Nice.
And you know, you test yourself before a product and then about an hour after to see if there's any change. You can test yourself like later on in the day to see where you're at, and then add some beets or some spinach and test yourself and just see how you can keep that level up.
That's so cool. I didn't know about that. So now I'm like, okay, I hoarded some of the test strips, just a couple of them, because my dad thought it was really fun to see how it was working.
It is
for
fun.
Him.
Yeah.
Which I didn't expect him to be into it, but he is definitely into it as well. So then now I'm like, okay, I hoarded a few of them. I'm going to see how long I can sustain my results and eat some spinach and beets and see what's going on there. So those of you listening to this podcast, I am going to do that today, in fact. And my outro today, when we kind of sum up everything, I will let you know what happened. So that's awesome.
Very good.
And spinach.
I've tried it.
Yeah.
I've tried it.
And did you do it, you know, do you do it regularly now, or you kind of like take the supplement and then you eat beets and spinach on the regular, or do you kind of flux a little bit? What's your plan?
I try to eat some kind of nitrate vegetable later on in the day.
Okay.
Like all the time. For like, we were talking about like when somebody's got a chronic condition or you're trying to do something with stem cells, or sometimes you'll need two capsules in the morning and two capsules in the evening. Mm-hmm. But you can test yourself to see whether you need those extra two capsules. With people with ED, I'll have them take their two regular capsules in the morning and then another two capsules maybe an hour prior. To sexual.
Wow. Or you were going to say something else. What's your other way?
Or with exercise. Like if you've got some kind of big endurance thing, or you really want to see what you can do, take your regular two capsules in the morning and another two capsules like an hour prior to your event.
Oh, yeah. And then my geeky self would be like, okay, and then after the event, I want to see where things are at. And then I would be like, okay, your recovery meal has to have nitrate vegetables in it, and based on a test.
Right.
Fun. That's
got lots of stories of people using it to enhance their performance. Like there's this one guy who raced motorbikes, and he's older, like he's in his 40s, he's 45. Mm-hmm. And most of the people that he races against are in their 20s. But he didn't do anything different except take a couple capsules of the Berkeley Life. And he smoked everybody. He won the race. And not just won the race, he won the race by, you know, like his wife's had like an outrageous amount. And the only thing different was that Berkeley Life.
Wow.
And his recovery the next day, he said, what recovery? He didn't even like feel like he had been in the motocross race.
Wow. That's really, really cool. I definitely work with some athletes, and I myself like to play around in the gym, and I've played a little bit. I think I haven't done anything that was really, really strenuous. However, yesterday I did do a mud run race with 20 somethings, and I'm 41, and I was running quite a bit ahead of all the gang for a lot of it. And it was 90 some degrees. So I'll give them that it was really hot out, but I didn't expect myself to be a lot further ahead of the gals. So I think there is something to it. I definitely.
Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And these girls definitely would normally be quite ahead of me. So I'm thinking about it now going, well, yeah. And today I feel fine. I feel great. So you know what? Maybe I have a story there for myself, even just
you
thinking
sure
about
do.
It.
You sure do.
And you know, I think the other thing I was mentioning about my dad, how my dad's 83, and when he took it, he actually felt like he was moving better, and he just kept saying, I feel like things are circulating better. I mean, I don't think he knew how to really express it, but that's kind of his comment there. Now, I have a question for you, because this is one that was kind of popping around in my head and that my dad actually brought up to me. He said, now, these nitrates, aren't these things you don't want to be eating, you know, in your lunch meat? He said, isn't that what you tell me not to eat in lunch meat? So would you speak a little bit on the artificial ingredients that are preservatives of lunch meat and why the Berkeley Life product is different from that, just so that folks kind of we can clear the air on that as well?
Well, the article that came out that connected the nitrates and nitrites with nitrosamines and the ability to produce cancer, this article couldn't withstand peer review. Mm. So this article has been debunked.
I see.
So it's real interesting in all the where they say they don't add extra nitrates to the lunch meats. They use celery juice and beet juice.
Right. And those have...
Those have the nitrates in it. And in fact, they have even more nitrates in them than if they would have added the nitrates to them.
Huh. So
those are really high in concentration of nitrates.
And so essentially, bad for us, good for us in terms of the additive. Obviously, the closer to nature is going to be probably a little bit better for us, but in terms of bad for us, good for us, should those be things that people are even paying attention to at this point?
Not the nitrate concentration. I mean, with the processed foods, I mean, there's other bad things in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But not the nitrate concentration. That is not an issue.
Okay. Well, thanks for highlighting that, because, yeah, my dad was like, you always make me get the lunch meats that don't have that. And that's what he was hung up on. And he's like, and now you want me to take pills that have this.
Yeah, really.
So, really. You know, I'm like, okay. But it's a good point, because obviously the processed meats have their other issues with them. But it's one of the things that I was always told over and over again, even in school, you know, watch for this. But, yeah, they have celery juice or beet juice in them. So, yeah. At that point, you know, I think my sum of that is processed meats are processed. So
right.
Things closest to nature.
It's a processing that's troublesome, not the nitrate concentration or the nitrite concentration.
Absolutely. So let's talk, and before we sum up here, let's talk a little bit about what you've seen in terms of research on cognitive ability using the Berkeley Life product, because that's one area that I definitely want to touch on.
Okay. You've got to get oxygen to the tissues in the brain. The brain has to have the circulation and the microcirculation in order to be healthy, to bring the oxygen, to bring the glucose. The brain only uses glucose for energy. And if you don't have the circulation open to bring the oxygen, the nutrients, the glucose to these cells, you know, something happens. They disintegrate. Mm-hmm. And you've got to be able to clear away the debris from the brain. But also, nitric oxide is connected to the brain BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor.
Nice.
And so the nitric oxide will support that. Okay. The nitric oxide is essential for memory formation and retention.
So maybe it's not all the hormones as us folks get older. Could be the levels of nitric oxide causing the memory and recall issues.
Well, it's hormones too, and nitric oxide plays a role in the hormone communication.
Really? Where? Tell us about that.
Estrogen and nitric oxide go hand in hand. look at menopause when women get older. Their cardiovascular disease skyrockets, mm-hmm. while their nitric oxide levels decrease.
Mm-hmm.
So the way estrogen works on the blood vessels is through nitric oxide. But as I was saying, like by the time we're 40, our production of nitric oxide through the NOS enzyme system decreases to about 50%. So we've got to support the production through to nitric oxide through this alternate pathway.
Wow. So I guess we could basically sum up that two things. This is what I'm thinking. Nitric oxide helps with every single thing in the body because it enhances circulation. And like you said, over 40, we've lost 50%. How much have we lost at 30 or even 20 years of age? Because I bet there's some people out there going, well, I'm 30, I'm good.
No, I bet you're not. Look at the incidence of sexual dysfunction in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sexual dysfunction, ED, is the hallmark of cardiovascular disease. It's like, you know, you get that before you get all these other things that happen to your cardiovascular system. It's pretty much one and the same. If you got ED, you've got cardiovascular disease. Plain and simple.
Yep.
You know, unless you've got, you know, unless it's psychological or there's some kind of weird neurological thing.
Yeah. No, the makes
you got ED, you've got depletion of nitric oxide.
Wow. Well, I sure hope that everyone that's listened to this podcast today is thinking, wow, I need to figure out how much nitric oxide I have. And the coolest part, everybody, is that you can test your levels with the Berkeley Life product. They come with test strips, and then you can also buy extra test strips in a tube. Now, Shirley, excuse me.
That's okay. I'll answer to that. I've been called that for a long time.
Oh my goodness. So everybody, her name is Beth Shirley, not Shirley. So Beth, tell us in terms of the Berkeley Life product, where can folks find it? Because I'm definitely going to have it on my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. So you guys could order through me, but where else could folks find this product?
The Berkeley Life Professional.com. However, it requires a practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can get some on Amazon, but I would just as soon you go through Janine. Yeah. Or, you know, tell your practitioner about it and have them listen to this and have them get a hold of us. We'll be glad to set up accounts.
Absolutely. I think this is really important for, you know, anybody out there, you know, for my podcast, you know, mission. It's basically to help you all advocate for your own health. And so if you have a naturopathic doctor or a doctor in your area who is listening to you, I definitely would say tell them about the benefits of the Berkeley Life product and get them to get an account with Berkeley Life so that they can also help other folks to restore their circulation and restore their health. And I definitely have an account. It's going to be set up by the time this is released. And you can go over to my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com and get yourself some of the Berkeley Life product. Because I do think that this is going to be the supercharger for your health, but also to help all the rest of your supplements work. Because we don't often know if what we're taking day in, day out is doing what it's supposed to. But in this case, we can enhance its ability to do what it's supposed to do. So there you have it. Beth, thank you so much for chatting with me and geeking out on all this information. I can't say enough about how much you've helped me to understand more about nitric oxide.
Well, thank you, Janine. It was a pleasure.
Hey, Health Junkies, what'd you think of that podcast? Wow, seems like nitric oxide can do a lot for our body. And it does really seem like it's the miraculous miracle molecule that Beth Shirley mentioned. Now, of course, you might be skeptical thinking, well, how can one thing do so much for ourselves? Well, if you look at fundamentally what nitric oxide does in our body, it enhances circulation every single space in our body, and everywhere in our body is covered with blood vessels and little tiny capillaries. And what do those guys need to be wide open to get blood flow and oxygen and nutrients to certain places? Nitric oxide. So this guy could potentially be a game changer for a lot of folks. It's one of the supplements that I like because it's a show and tell one, right? You can test it and you can see before and afters if it's getting into your system. So I'm definitely going to be adding this to a lot of my protocols, especially my peptide protocols, to make sure those are working better, but also for my folks with chronic issues, the mono, the chronic mono, the Lyme, things of that nature, some of the more difficult to treat cases. So you might be thinking to yourself, well, do I need nitric oxide? Is this something that, you know, can be useful for me? You know what? The product says it all in terms of the test strips. It helped me. I definitely feel better. I feel like I outran some gals that are 20 years younger than me just this last weekend with it. So, you know, you got to try it for yourself. So if you are interested in this product, head on over to my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com, and you'll see a link there to get a hold of the Berkley Life Nitric Oxide product. Now, if you've enjoyed this podcast and you're enjoying getting information to help yourself be your own self-advocate for your health, definitely give me a rating. I need some ratings. So give me a rating on iTunes and tell your friends about this podcast. In addition to that, if you want to know more about a certain health issue and how I would approach it, send me a message. I love to answer questions on my podcast. All right, folks, you've survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Hey, everybody, Dr. Janine Krause here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausnd.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.